Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's a Crab Diving Friday coming at you, ladies and gentlemen, here on crabdiving.com. Hurling at you through the magic of science and shit. It's 2:02 p.m. on the Pacific Type Coast, 5:02 if you're listening to us in the Eastern Coast. Actually, it's probably like a minute and a half after that because we got one long mother effing delay on this station.
Oh, that's right.
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
Why do we have
in
the
a
delay?
Minute and a half.
Yeah, yeah. Why do we have the are you worried about what I might say?
It's not a, censorship. Kim Jong-un type, we didn't get hacked. We didn't receive any manifesti from any poorly worded, poorly translated manifesti from anybody.
I feel ignored.
You heard the president this morning a little bit. We actually streamed live.
Yes.
Our president of the United States of hashtag America here on the network when he had his press conference, his final press conference of the year, hopefully. Hopefully no shit will hit the fan that he has to have one. But, you know, he's heading off on Drudge Report, one of the little side headlines that they have before we go over and check the big headline. But one of the side headlines is the fact that Obama's heading off on vacation.
Oh, yes.
You know, they love to keep track of every time if he takes 8 minutes to go take a shit.
They're
like, Obama's in the bathroom again.
Where's he going? Is he going to
Hawaii?
Hawaii? Okay.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Well, that's where he claims he was born, correct?
That's right.
Maybe he can pick up his birth certificate and show it to us.
That's it. He's going to hang out with his Photoshop expert.
Yeah. Where do you think he goes in Hawaii? Will he have internet access? Will he be able to check his email?
it's like Survivor.
Do you think the president really ever goes on vacation?
No, of course not.
Does he have people bringing him dossiers and reports?
He has to get up at the sea hair of the morning and get his everyday security briefing. He has to get his international bullshit briefing. He's got to know everything that's going
on.
He's not putting his feet up with a daiquiri.
What time does Barack Hussein Obama get up in the morning? On a typical day, what do you think?
I would think in the fives, probably. Five or six?
Five.
Probably five.
I bet he gets up at 4:30. Because, you know, when I worked at Starbucks, I had to get up at 4:15, and I'm just making fucking coffee, man.
You think Barack's putting in a shift at the barista stand at the White House?
Do you think there's a Starbucks in the White House, correct?
I believe so. I don't know.
I always heard they have a coffee bean.
Yeah, there's probably some fucking barista making five times what we do.
Right.
Yeah. Not that there's anything wrong
George
with that.
George W. put a sizzler in there.
I respect that.
Oh, right. When do you think he wakes up on
barbecue in the back?
Yeah.
One of those oil drums cut in half.
Oh, my God. I put my charcoal. Barbara, where's my fucking briquettes? What an asshole. God, can you believe he led our country for a while? Oh, shit.
There was another meme running around I saw that...
Meme!
Because, you know, Obama's been whipping out the big, giant black schlong of executive orders.
Ooh.
And with this Cuba shit, the right, they don't know what the fuck to do. They're out of their minds.
Are they happy about... Are they happy that Cuba is... What is Cuba now? How is it different? How am I supposed to think about Cuba? Are they an evil fucking country that we want to blow the shit out of?
Here's the thing, you know,
or do we like them?
This fake embargo that we've had... you know, it came out yesterday or the day before or whatever that Jeb Bush.
Yes.
The new Bush, we're going to have to fucking talk about for the next couple of years.
He's running for president, isn't he?
He's thinking about exploring the possibility of looking into,
God,
maybe researching a chance. Yes, he's going to fucking run.
These fuckers are so coy.
He's going to run for president.
Are you going to run or not?
Yeah, he can't.
That's why he's scary, though.
The lure of the circus can't, he can't handle missing that.
See, I think Jeb Bush is a scary candidate for libs like us because he can sort of, you know, walk around and not look like a lunatic.
Sort of. He's pretty, he came out and shat upon what Obama did with this extending a hand or an olive branch or at least giving a phone call to Raul
olive
Castro.
Trees. I always pictured olives growing on a vine, but I know that's not right.
An olive branch?
I know. It's always weird. When I hear olive branch, I always think,
you think of it like wine.
Yes.
It's the Italian in you, Ryan.
Think of it incorrectly.
The
redneck in me.
But so Jeb Bush, he was being interviewed, and he gave some really horribly mealy-mouthed response about what the president did. And then he decided that it seems like Jeb Bush has taken to Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he announced the, I might be thinking about almost researching the possibility of looking into president. He announced that on Facebook. And then,
how douchey, by the way.
Well, so after his kind of shittily spoken response to when he was being interviewed, to when they were asking him about this Cuba thing, because, you know, he's supposed to be one of their great hopes for reaching out to the Hispanic population because he habla el español and he's married. He's married to a Latina. He's got half brown kids.
Oh, really?
Or half?
I didn't know that.
Light brown kids.
Who's he married to? Celine Dion?
Charo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he married Charo. After Cugat died, she didn't know what to do.
Charo's not alive. Is
Charo
she alive?
Is alive. How dare you? Of course, Charo's alive.
If she died, would we know?
We'd take the day off of the rib.
No, I mean, but would we even know? Would her death?
Sure, it would.
Would it trend on Twitter?
I wouldn't go
probably
that far.
Not.
But. Well, because she's 1,000 years old, and probably a lot of the people listening to us right now don't know who the fuck Charo is.
Charo is
most
famous.
Who are these assholes talking about right now?
Well, there's a show a long, long time ago that was actually based on a biblical story, The Love Boat, based on the Noah's Ark. Sometimes I think that's how those right-wing nut job lunatics think about the story of the Ark. They see it like a big boat, like the Love Boat.
It is just the Love Boat full of bunch of animals and people shoveling shit out in a lot of
Captain
ships.
Captain Stubby.
And little baby dinosaurs.
Herding snakes and sheep and like little
Speaking
raptors.
Of, ladies and gentlemen, tweet us during the show if you like at Crab Diving. Call us 323-601-5427. 323-601-LIBS. You could do that while we're live here. It's 2:09 p.m. Pacific. If it's not that time, you're listening to a rerun.
Call us anyway, right?
We run the fuck out of these gems.
Oh, yeah.
We polish these turds up and put them out for your perusal many times.
We are proud of our finely formed turds.
Feces. Finely formed feces would have been alliterative.
Oh, yeah, shit. I'll remember that next time.
Yeah, remember.
Hold on.
Alliteration.
Be more alliterative.
Can you imagine getting that note? Can you be a little more alliterative in the future?
But people can call the number and actually leave a voicemail.
You
and
can.
And if it's interesting and
it's free content for us, we'll play the fuck out of that shit.
And, you know, it can't be racist. I know.
Well, yeah, it can.
We
won't play it if somebody just gets on there and yells the N-word.
Right.
If it's, you know,
you have
a joke that involves the N-word, we might bleep it out or something.
If they say...
Use the N-word.
No. If they say the word... The team known as, that starts with an R, the football team.
No, we're not allowed to say that one either.
Nope. That's strictly.
Is that a different R word? Because we've got the one that I always say.
No, you can't say that anymore.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So I don't think we have two R words now. I need a chart. We have two R words.
It's not hard. It's not hard. Let me break this down for you. Okay, you can't say the N word. When did that stop for some people? For some people, it hasn't stopped.
No.
Back in the, long, long time ago.
Did you say long, long time ago?
Long, long.
Oh, I thought you said long, long time ago.
long time ago.
Yeah. That's a different version.
You can't say the N word, and then you can't say the F word.
Okay. For gay people.
Yeah. And now you can't.
You can't say trans-ny.
No. No, you can't. You say transgendered.
Or how's transsexual?
No, I don't think you can say that.
God dang.
There's plenty of fucking words.
See, that's why Obama needs to get up in the morning and get his updates, because he doesn't know what the fuck he can go out and say on any given day.
Do you think Obama throws those words around in his vocabulary at all?
I'm sure him and Michelle are whipping the N-word at each other when they're sitting over the dinner table.
I think Obama's probably, honestly, pretty boring to talk to. I imagine he sits around reading all day and doesn't have much to offer in terms of conversation. He's like, I don't know, I don't have an opinion on that.
Occasionally, like today during that press conference, he was a little funny sometimes. Yeah. I mean, on his own, he's funny at the correspondence dinner, too, when they write for him.
Don't you assume, though, he just saves that up?
Oh, you're saying he only has, X amount of charm power for the day?
Yeah.
And that he blows his wad.
He's got to be exhausted. I mean, because if you're president, everybody wants a piece of you. Everybody wants to say hi. Hey, what's going on? Da, 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 da.
What a horrible, horrible.
He gets a moment's peace. He gets a moment's peace at a party, and Michelle Bachmann waddles up to him. He's like, well, we need to bomb Iran. Why can't we bomb Iran?
Oh, that's still my favorite story of the week, I think, is that Michelle Bachmann at the Christmas party. And did you notice in that one interview, I don't know if I just watched it. I don't know if we played it or not, but she was talking about the party, and they said, whoever was interviewing, you were at the White House holiday party because, of course, we can't call it the Christmas party.
No, you can't, because we're inclusive.
And Michelle said, everybody calls it the Christmas party. We call it the Christmas party.
So what? Don't call it the Christmas party, okay? Take the Christ out of
because
Christmas.
He was chosen by the God that we trust to be entrusted with the basis of all law.
Wait a second.
She needs somebody to write for her.
You don't. It's a new word, right? What's the most?
Pick a different vowel.
It's as a writer. What's the easiest thing to do? New word.
Thesaurus.
Think of a new word.
Right.
Easiest thing.
Well,
new word for trust.
You said think.
She said.
You said think.
Yeah, but you can't say I'm in trust. I'm trusting that. What did she say? I'm entrusting.
We entrust our
chosen by the God that we trust to be entrusted.
We're chosen by the God that we trust to be entrusted.
Three syllables later, she uses the same fucking word.
She's ad-libbing. She knows like 12 words. What do you want from this woman?
Even when you ad-lib, to me, I'm always like, I don't say it in little ways, and I'm just kind of spitballing. I'm
like
cognizant.
These 2 hours that we do, mean?
Yes, I'm cognizant of changing it up. And change up the words.
Well, sure.
You speak in public, stupid. Well, that's the majority of what she does, is she gets up and she says things to people, and they're
because your brain works, despite your best efforts.
To make it not.
Yeah.
I've been trying to shut that motherfucker down for years.
Hi, Kate. Kate, my old Jack Russell Terrier intern, just walked in. She's got hot news for us. She's probably got a hot turd churning up.
Yeah.
So we have... that was a little bit of Michelle Bachmann. That was her goodbye speech on the floor of the United States House of Representatives.
I'm going to wing it.
That is now in the permanent historical record of the United States of America. This sounds like, who's that one with the pink hair, Jan Crouch?
Who's that?
That the preacher wife, the crazy preacher lady with the pink or the blue hair.
Yeah.
Weren't they the Crouches or something?
God, I don't remember them. There's just so many right-wing nut job lunatic type.
Yeah, mega church, but a little while ago, a few minutes ago. Like, not this current generation of shithead mega churches, not the Hagies and the knees.
Do you think Jesus envisioned a temple with gyms and cappuccino machines in them? And you know what I mean?
I would think probably
bookstores,
McDonald's.
Yeah,
Like they want to have a McDonald's in there. Doesn't that go against that? Wasn't there a story where Jesus, they were selling shit in the church? Didn't they try that a couple thousand years ago? Like they had shit. That's one of those famous stories.
Yeah.
Where he...
He threw the moneylenders out of the temple.
Exterior. I remember, Jerusalem. Yes. Afternoon.
Yes.
Moneylenders.
Right.
And tchotchke sellers. Right. In their booths, dot the inside of the temple. Jesus opened up a can of whoop-ass, right?
A thin, pale, but well-toned savior with long, flowing hair and a toga. What did he wear? A toga all the time? What
Fresh from the gym.
Yeah.
The savior. Finished his 200 crunches and went to the temple.
Fresh from Zumba class. Jesus with Zumba.
But that he went like all Chuck Norris, right? Yeah. According to the Bible. I mean, he flipped over tables and got all irritated and shit. Wasn't that the story?
Well, yeah, there's that scene in Jesus Christ Superstar where Ted Neely throws all the bitches out of the temple.
There you go. That's the scene we're talking about.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
That's what we're talking about.
Why should I?
Uh-oh. Here's your musical theater moment, ladies and gentlemen. 16 minutes into the show.
Yeah. Hey, give me some gay points. Listen, that Jesus Christ Superstar, I do not understand that musical. It is.
You know how you get gay points?
How?
You take a cock in your ass.
Turn on Grindr, guys.
Suck a cock or something. Gay points.
But I don't understand that musical, because that musical fucking rocks. Jesus Christ Superstar is a great musical.
So is Hair. Those 70s.
But Jesus Christ Superstar is Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Well, so?
Compare the rest of what Andrew Lloyd Webber wrote to that show. It doesn't
match. Well, there's some
match.
Good shit from Andrew Lloyd Webber, but then there's
Phantom of the Opera?
Man, that's...
I'm not saying that's a shitty musical. I'm just saying it's totally different.
Phantom of the Opera?
I've seen it a long, long time ago. I don't give a shit about the creepy guy in the mask wandering around in a theater. It's like that dog. If we had a camera in this studio, take a picture of Kate and tweet it out right now into Crab Diving.
She has she's not spoiled at all. She has a chair set up in the window with a memory foam pillow on it. And there's a blanket, and she's trying to arrange herself to get under the blanket. And she's doing that spinning around, flipping, kicking. And then we both just looked at her. She looked over here like, what?
What are you looking at?
What's your problem?
Yeah.
So, what were we talking about?
Michelle Bachman. What do you think about Starlight Express? Did you like that Webber musical? The one where the whole cast was on
roller skates, yeah.
What the fuck was that?
He's high as fuck, probably.
I never thought of Andrew Lloyd Webber as remotely cool. I never did. Is he dead, by the way? Alive or dead?
He's still with us.
Would his death mean more to the world than Churro?
Charo.
One.
if the pastry left the world, I think people would be really pissed off if there were no more churros.
You know, I've been
Andrew Lloyd Webber. Let's see what he's got.
Still alive.
Let's look at his
net worth. He's a shitload.
I'm sure a shit ton of money.
Oh my god!
I'm trying to find his works. Where's his
Cats, dude? Cats. That's got it. What do you think he made more money off, Cats or Phantom? It's got to be Cats. You ever seen Cats?
I did. So. Yeah. I liked Cats, though, as stupid as it was. I think I may have been...
high?
Yeah.
God, I saw my parents took me when I was like 11 years old.
So you weren't high.
No. I mean, you know.
Maybe your parents were.
Who knows? No, probably not. I mean, you know.
Likes of Us, 1965.
What is that?
First
The Likes
musical
of Us.
With lyrics by Tim Rice.
Oh.
Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat in
Tim
68.
Rice.
Jesus Christ Superstar in 70. Something called Jeeves in 75.
Yeesh.
Evita.
Oh, I forgot about it.
Evita's good.
Oh, Evita's awesome.
I like Evita. Tell Me on a Sunday. What are we doing? Tell Me on a Sunday.
Don't tell me on a Sunday. Don't write a letter.
We'll get to some right-wing nut jobs and some politics
leave.
And shit, but, you know.
Tell Me on a Sunday is great.
Well, you know what? I don't have the top five songs of the week.
Oh, good.
There were technical difficulties.
Oh,
so
really?
We'll replace that shitty
Did Kim Jong-un
hack
us?
He did. There was a song he didn't want me to play. He hates Taylor Swift. So.
Evita.
Cats, 81. Song and Dance, 82.
Song and Dance
Starlight
sucks.
Express, 84. Cricket, in 86.
You know who starred in Starlight Express?
Cricket. Did you know there's a musical named Cricket?
Cricket. You know who starred in Starlight Express?
Bill Cosby.
El DeBarge. Not Bill Cosby.
Was it El DeBarge? Yeah. Come on, El DeBarge.
Right, look it up. Look it up.
Feel the beat of the rhythm of the night.
Whoa,
that
whoa,
guy?
Whoa.
Oh, boy. Phantom of the Opera, 86. Aspects of Love, 89. Sunset Boulevard.
Aspects of Love.
I never saw it.
That's shitty.
Sunset Boulevard, I've seen, 93.
That's a big one.
That was okay. Whistle Down the Wind. Whistle Down the Wind.
What the fuck? I don't know what that is. Mm.
Beautiful Game in 2000. Bombay Dreams in 2004. I'm starting to not know any of these.
Sounds guys. Like he somebody's phoning it the fuck in.
Somebody might have done some shark jumping. Woman in White, 2004.
Don't know that.
Love Never Dies, 2010.
Oh, Jesus Christ. How did
Wizard
get
of Oz adaptation, 2011.
Not necessary. Do we need that?
And Stephen Ward, the musical, 2013.
Wow, I guess I'm out of the loop in the old song and dance bullshit.
He did the music. He didn't do the book on that one.
How much is that motherfucker worth?
Based on the real life events behind the 1963 Profumo affair.
Oh, yes. That's my favorite affair.
What the fuck?
Profumo?
It's a British political scandal that originated with a brief sexual relationship in 1961 between John Profumo, Secretary of State for War. Oh, Secretary of State for war.
We have one
those
of those
Brits
don't
fuck around. Yeah,
for war.
And Christine Keeler, a 19 year old would be model.
You know,
there you go. See, they were fun back then too.
Oh yes. Well, you can in 19 though. That's you. I think in England and Europe, you can date people as long as they're 16. I think that's the age of consent. So 19 is not really
Europe, 14.
It's not that scandalous. In Spain, 14.
Yeah, I think in Spain and in some fuck? Other. Not that I have it in an app or anything.
I don't want to sound like an old fogey, but who the fuck can date a...
Who wants to talk to a 14-year-old?
Anybody with a one for their age. No offense if you're listening. I mean, goddamn. Yeah. Tell me, what do you like best about Justin Bieber?
A date.
Huh?
Date.
What?
You don't want to date them.
Date! Right? Oh, yes. Yeah.
So I guess we can see what's going on. That's
we're not going to find out how much. After all
you want to see the net worth?
I want to see the net worth of this motherfucker.
Okay. Andrew.
Evita. What's a big song from Evita? I'm having a...
Don't Cry for Me, Argentina.
Yes.
Andrew Lloyd Webber net worth, according to
on
the internet.
On this night.
Which you know the internet.
On this night.
Never wrong. Oh, my God.
On this night off 1,000 stars. Is it like a billion fucking dollars?
$1.2 billion.
Shut
that can't be true.
The fuck
Andrew Lloyd Webber is a British composer and impresario of theatre who has a net worth of $1.2 billion.
Pip.
Born March 22nd, 1948 in Kensington, England, his father was director of the London College of Music.
Wow, he did a lot better than his old dad, huh?
Mother was a piano teacher, and
no,
his younger brother, Julian, is a renowned cellist.
Right.
But not as renowned as
no.
his brother.
Julian's like, fuck that guy. Yeah. Fuck my... Listen, are any of them doomsday preppers?
My name is Julian Lloyd Webber. I play the cello.
I'm...
Oh, are you related to Andrew Lloyd Webber? Fuck him!
Ooh, well.
At 17 years of age, Lloyd Webber received a letter from 21-year-old law student Tim Rice.
Oh, yeah.
It read in full. Dearest Andrew.
Hello.
I've been told you're looking for a with-it writer of lyrics for your songs. As I've been writing pop songs for a while and particularly enjoy writing lyrics, I wonder if you consider it worth your while meeting me.
Jesus Christ.
And that, there you go.
There you go. Shitloads.
From there on.
Tim Rice. Now, how much does he
worth?
They
did the likes of us. They did the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Right. Jesus Christ Superstar. Yeah. Cats.
There you go. Cats. I write cats. Goodbye. That cats.
$1.2 billion. God
wonderful
dang.
Mr. Mistopheles.
Okay, let's see if Tim Rice is in here, celebrity net worth.
Yeah.
Let's see if they...
There can't be anybody.
Oh, he's poor compared to Andrew Lloyd Webber. Tim Rice is a British lyricist, an author, who has a net worth of $250 million.
Oh, shit.
What are we doing here? Why aren't we writing shitty musicals?
We're idiots. We're stupid.
Not that we could write.
Yeah.
Oh, we could write shitty musicals.
Yeah.
Easily. So there you go. The net worth.
I one time.
It's your musical theater half hour, ladies and gentlemen, here on Crab Diving.
I took a class in college, and we worked on a musical you remember the musical Nonsense?
Yes.
This was the answer to Nonsense, Monkey Business. And it was.
Is it about the priest diddling boys?
You know, it should have been, but that's what we call
Spunky
it.
Spunky Business?
Spunky. We call it Monkey Business.
Yeah.
Stupid. Monkey Business.
Monkey Business.
Wow.
So there you go.
So does Angela Lee Weber beat Cameron McIntosh?
For dough?
Yeah. Because Cameron McIntosh is Miss Saigon and fucking at the end of the day, you're another day older. Right, Les Mis?
Oh, did he?
God damn it. I am just fucking this show up.
Maybe you should do a musical theater
podcast. Oh, shut up.
Podcast.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Cameron McIntosh.
Yes.
I spelled that way wrong.
Don't you fret, Monsieur Medias.
Here's Cameron McIntosh. Oh, he's doing okay.
What's he got?
Andrew Lloyd Webber, $1.2 billion, right?
Cha-ching.
Cameron McIntosh.
Yes.
$1.1 billion.
Holy fuck.
There you go.
Miss Saigon. I can't think of anything. Miss Saigon and fucking, Les Mis. What else?
Those are some pretty good ones. He is the producer of Les Mis, Phantom of the Opera, Mary Poppins.
Hello.
Martin Guerre and Cats.
Oh. Oh, Cats. God damn. Everybody's got their finger in Cats.
He's been described, the New York Times has described him as the most successful, influential, and powerful theater producer in the world.
Well, aren't you fancy?
What are we going to do tonight, Brian?
I'm going to take over the world. He write that too?
No.
Itchy and Scratchy.
Yeah, he wasn't too. Itchy and Scratchy. Pink in the Brain.
I love that. Oh, really?
Itchy and Scratchy was.
Okay, I fucked that up.
Were the Itchy and Scratchy are the mouse and the cat on Simpsons, right?
Oh, that's right. The Itchy and Scratchy show.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Okay.
What's happening in the world?
Nothing
matters.
We had our commander-in-chief this morning gave his press conference.
Thanks for listening to the Pussy Libs.
And, yeah. And
for these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
It's time for the headlines here on Crab Diving. We like to see what's going on in the world. We check. The commie pinko liberal
Ifeat.
Huffington Post.
How much do you think Stephen Sondheim's worth? Do you think he's worth more? No, wait. Is Stephen Sondheim worth more than fucking, he's got to be worth more than Angela Lee Weber? Because, I mean, God, Stephen Sondheim wrote the lyrics to Stephen Sondheim wrote, didn't he write the lyrics or the music to West Side Story? Okay, just read the fucking headlines. I'm so sorry.
Who's after Stan Sondheim? While I'm
Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Yeah.
Those poor guys got fucked. You know they probably. Do you think they died poor? Because they didn't.
Sondheim's only worth $20 million. It says.
What the fuck?
He must have some gambling shit going on.
Well, his musicals. I mean, aside from Into the Woods and a few other ones, they're all pretty much. Just,
Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum.
That's
Company,
a great.
Follies, A Little Night Music.
Yeah.
Sweeney Todd. Sunday in the Park with George.
Sunday in the Park with George!
And Into the Woods. He also wrote the lyrics for West Side Story and Gypsy. Gypsy, man! Gypsy was the first show I ever did in my life.
Wow.
Yeah, in high school. he wrote Material. What am I doing? Okay, so the headline.
He wrote Material Girl. Yeah. Living in a Material.
That's exactly.
He wrote all of Madonna's shitty music.
He wrote his.
How about this? How about we say Like a Virgin?
You Can you see him on the set with Ariana Grande being carried around?
Yeah, he's only got $20
million. $20
million. He's poor.
So the headline in the Huffington Post is there's a photograph of the commander-in-chief who gave his press conference this morning.
Yes.
The first question, apparently this is the biggest thing that's happening in the universe right now.
We spent a half hour on musical theater. I'm so sorry.
And this is entertainment news also. Sony.
Yeah.
The first question, with all this stuff that's going on in the planet, we just, after over 50 years, we've started to talk to Cuba. There's
hola.
Over 100 and some kids were killed in Pakistan. I mean, there's just so much going on.
Yeah.
And the first question for the leader of the free world is, what do you think about the Sony hack?
I want to see the James Franco movie. Oh, my God.
He said the wrong name, by the way.
What did he say?
He called him James Flacco.
Good. Good. Good.
I think that's fucking awesome. He knew Seth Rogen. He couldn't. He called him James Fracco.
Fine. Fracco. His kids are like, Jesus Christ, Dad. I mean, what the fuck?
Isn't there a football player named Johnny Flacco right now?
If you got your finger on the big button that could blow up the world, it's okay that you don't know some asshole actor's name. I don't give a fuck.
No, I gotta look this up.
James Flacco. That's what
Joe
I'm
gonna... Flacco. Joey Flacco.
Yeah.
Wait. Is an American football quarterback for the Ravens.
Well, okay. Wow. That's pretty masculine of us. We brought up football. Good.
Here we go. Listen to the Daily Upper Decker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We went from who's the richest Broadway producer to trying to know the name of a football player. Listen to the Daily Upper Decker, 8 p.m.
Yeah.
Every Wednesday, brand new episodes, and then it reruns every Wednesday night. Those guys are fucking hilarious.
Yeah, they're pretty funny.
Don't forget, tonight also is a brand new, hot, steaming, slightly inebriated.
Oh, yeah, this is the Hick.
Episode of the Hollywood Hick. Brent sent it over with a disclaimer.
Yeah.
That he'd been drinking.
I know.
I was drinking. we listened to it. I listened to the whole thing. I listened to 40 minutes of it so far, and it's pretty
funny. Now, his favorite musical is Bessel Whorehouse in Texas,
Whorehouse,
right?
Bessel Whorehouse in Texas by far, because he's a big, 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 giant Dolly Parton fan.
Is that the only musical Dolly Parton was in, or she didn't know stuff? Fucking A. Okay. Stop it! Stop it! Do the news!
Late one cold and stormy night, I heard a dog barking.
That's the only song I have, is that Me and Andy song about the little kid and the dog that dies. Spoiler alert. So Obama said...
Which would have made a great musical, by the
that
way.
That he thought... Yeah, it probably is.
Little Andy.
He thought, I'll bet there's a video for that shit. Don't you think there's a video of some
Did
kid
she
knocking
shoot
at the door that they kill off?
Oh, yeah. You know who it was. Susan Sarandon played Little Andy.
Susan Sarandon might be the same age.
Yeah. Name the musical she was in, real famous. Susan Sarandon, movie musical.
Are we going to get off of this?
Shit, I just forgot of it.
Rocky Horror Picture
Show. Yeah, there you go. Okay.
President Obama, you sure?
He was in a...
you don't have a Barbara Streisand ditty you want to bring up?
No.
President Obama said that regarding this Sony thing... And them canceling the premiere of the film, The Interview, he said, I'm sympathetic to the concerns that they faced. Having said all that, I think they made a mistake.
However,
I wish they'd spoken to me first before canceling the release. I think I agree with him. I think it sends a bad message. A lot of these pundits were like, there's no backbone behind this saber rattling of this is typical North Korean bullshit. Not that long ago, they put out something that said they were going to attack Japan and turn the Sea of Japan into like a sea of fire or something. This is what these people.
How would you even do that? And by the way, just ask Cleveland. Didn't they set? doesn't their lake burn?
Right, yeah, or people live near fracking wells.
I mean, but we're talking about the entertainment industry. You're talking about people like, listen, we want to put these two people in a movie together, but I don't know if we can have an interracial couple, you know, in a movie.
Still, I'm sure.
But they don't have any balls.
Yeah.
mean, this is a ballless industry, a spineless industry, yeah, of course.
Well, everybody's.
By the way, you're supposed to call Barack Obama about movies? Yeah. What the fuck time does he have? I got Sony on the phone. They want to ask about a James Flacco movie. No. I'm busy dealing with the Axis of Evil.
In fact, and then so that was the first thing the president said, and he said they're that you know the FBI officially has pointed their evil finger at Kim Jong-un.
Oh, really?
And the group up there, they say, yeah, it was actually North Korea.
Yep.
Obama said, we cannot have a society in which some dictator someplace can start imposing. You're a dictator. Cannot someplace yeah. can start imposing censorship here in the United States.
Fuck you.
If somebody's able to intimidate folks out of releasing a satirical movie, imagine what they start doing when they see a documentary they don't like or a news reports they don't like. Or even worse, imagine if producers and distributors and others start engaging in self-censorship because they don't want to offend the sensibilities of someone whose sensibilities probably need to be offended.
Well, that's the that's pretty fucking
good. Yeah,
that's a great statement. But I mean, you think about the entertainment industry. This is an industry where, like, oh, we can't put a gay couple in this sitcom because we don't want to offend all our redneck Bible thumper idiots in the South.
Yeah, it'll never fly.
So I mean, it's that. I mean, I understand what he's saying, but he also is addressing a whole gaggle of cunts over here in Hollywood. Without you know, they don't have any balls.
Gaggle.
We're the only one with balls.
Everybody's just dumb.
Yeah. Oh, they're stupid.
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps. And I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere.
Okay, I can't.
Oh, God.
Iraq.
I got to tell you, how many essays did she write? Did she get through college?
Well, yeah, I don't think
I personally believe,
the U.S. Americans.
Blah, blah, blah. However,
U.S. Americans.
I personally believe.
Specificity!
That U.S. Americans.
See, I know exactly who she's talking about. Americans.
Do you think she has a certain word count she has to fit in there? So she was like, that's why she said U.S. Americans and Iraq.
You know what I think? It's like a dog chasing his own tail. It's constantly forgetting to chase the tail. It's constantly forgetting the word that she previously had just said. So I think that's why it sounds like that. Right? I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out.
Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, who's the host of Huckabee.
She did the same thing.
There you go. Even Megyn Kelly. Was Megyn Kelly a former beauty queen? Is that a prerequisite for being on
Fox? Yeah, she was. She was in.
That's how Tucker Carlson got her. Right.
She was in South Pacific, I think, in high school.
Did she do the blackface?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. That story you have about the South Pacific production.
We're not talking about theater again.
Okay. But come on.
We're moving on.
If you're playing, let me ask you something. If you're playing a Pacific Islander on stage, should you be in blackface?
No.
No, Wisconsin.
If you're doing anything, the answer is never yes to should I be in blackface.
Right.
So the headline over on, let's dumb it down, let's head it over to the Drudge Report.
They never did Porgy
and
Bess.
You'll never see anything about theater on the Drudge Report.
No. We don't know. The Drudge Report's getting weird, right?
The Drudge Report has a picture of the president and says, Mr. President, it's Franco.
Well, that's kind of funny. What did he say? Did he really fuck it up?
I think he said Flacco.
Good. Again, that makes me so happy. I'm glad that he didn't know his fucking name.
President Barack Obama may have been thinking ahead to this weekend's NFL games when addressing. Oh, they talk about Joe Flacco. Speaking about the Sony cyber attack at the hands of North Korea that caused the interview to be pulled from theaters, Obama appeared to slip up James Franco's name, confusing his last name with Baltimore Ravens quarterback Joe Flacco. Well, how do you know that? Maybe it's a different Flacco he confused it with.
Barack probably had some money on the game. He was probably thinking about football. You know what I mean? He likes sports, right? Because he came out and said that he wants to host
ESPN, right? Yeah. Sports Center?
Yeah.
He said, I think it's something interesting about North Korea that they decided to have the state mount an all-out assault on a movie studio because of a satirical movie starring Seth Rogen and James Flacco. I love Seth and I love James, but the notion that this was that was a threat to them, I think gives you some sense of the kind of regime we're talking about.
He loves them. He doesn't even know how to say the guy's fucking name.
And there's already an at James Flacco.
I mean, I like James
on Twitter.
Oh, shit.
Somebody already jumped
how
on
many,
that.
How many followers
and
do they
said,
have?
Thanks for the
they
name drop.
They probably have a shitload.
Oh, there is a guy named James Flacco.
Oh, he's happy.
At James Flacco. He said, thanks for the name drop, Mr. President. It's an honor. He got 465 retweets. Tweet us on the Twitter, ladies and gentlemen, at Crab Diving. Give us a call if you like, 323-601-5427, 323-601-LIBS, or liar, depending on what mood you're feeling for us.
I love that you told me about this Twitter handle earlier, how late was Obama?
How late was Obama?
God, this is funny.
I tweeted out this morning when we did the live feed of the press conference, which let's give shout-outs to our morning dude, Rick Wood, who was on top of that. I didn't know there was even a press conference a going.
Dude, he's on the fingers on the pulse of America.
Rick Wood, listen to Morning Wood 8 to 10 a.m. every morning.
Yes.
Every weekday morning here on the network streaming live for you. You can give him a call.
Right.
But he tweeted me, he's like, hey, why don't we put the president's press conference out live?
That's great.
And I was like, press conference?
Yeah, that was a good idea, man.
So
we are relevant.
We are relevant. So yeah, the headline is Mr. President is Franco. I'm sorry, I just dropped my bouncy ball.
James Flacco. You know, yeah, it's funny. He got the name wrong.
Yeah, he fucked up.
I love him. How does he love the guy but doesn't know how to say his name?
Well, you know,
I love him.
Sony is saying they haven't caved. I'm still trying to.
Who cares?
Kind of see how they didn't.
I mean, I understand the precedent. I guess it sets, but you know, I don't know.
They think people are saying they might release it online. Like it might, they might just get an online release or
you going to watch it?
Oh yeah. Now I'll watch it.
Right. Otherwise,
but I'm sure I will be, I don't know if I'll be able to handle it. If it's as bad as people are saying it is.
I think they could have got Kim Jong-un to play himself.
Maybe.
Doesn't that guy want to be in the movies anyway?
Maybe that's why he's really pissed.
Yeah.
Maybe he read for it and didn't get it.
Oh, my God.
Do you think they...
Yeah. They're like, oh, yeah, God, his man. Timing sucks.
Yeah.
I can't work with him. Oh, my God. He's the worst. Can you... James Flacco's like, can you imagine spending 3 months with this guy in a trailer?
Right.
What's that?
So that's what's going on there, ladies and gentlemen. On the two... the headlines on the Commie Pinko Liberal Effete Huffington Post.
Yay.
And dumbing it down.
Right.
On the drudge.
I'm just thinking about all those little kids in Wisconsin dressed up as in blackface for a production of South Pacific.
Brownface.
Well,
it was,
whatever.
It was tanface.
That's almost worse in a way.
They looked like a bunch of Boehners running around.
Oh, God.
Up on the
some stage mom stage. Thought that was a good idea. They're like, let me get some of my makeup.
She had a black wig.
The
one that played Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
Couldn't have been. She looks like if you Swedish supermodel. Well, she wasn't that hot, but I mean, Swedish, just blonde hair, blue eyes.
Dude, she's from Wisconsin. It's white as fuck up there,
crazy.
Man.
It was really fun.
Right. Robert Goulet, dead star of South Pacific.
Was he the star or something? Mm-hmm. Or touring?
Oh yeah,
not in the movie.
Oh, that's right. No, he wasn't in the movie. Who was that?
I don't know. Who's in the movie? I've got a story here.
So hard.
If we can get away.
So
from
So hard to just fall in that trap. I don't even know why.
For 5 minutes. Gordon Klinging shit.
Oh yeah.
We frequently play clips of him here on the show.
Let's get to some good heterosexual headlines.
And today is no different. The Gordon Klingenschmidt, pardon me, of Colorado is... He was elected to the state legislature.
Yeah, good heavens.
In Colorado. But he's still doing his YouTube show.
Are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to be a politician and have a...
He probably doesn't start until... January or something, so maybe
okay.
He's, but I don't, I wonder, it probably, they would probably tell you, don't do that shit.
I mean, I just don't want to, I don't know why it bothers me. I don't want to be like, oh yeah, yeah, follow my representative on YouTube. This seems kind of douchey.
Yeah.
Aren't you busy?
Fuck you!
Yeah.
Especially if you're, that's your representative.
I know.
So here's a little bit of Gordon clinging shit, who has an opinion about Obamacare. You know, Obamacare drizzled right from the anus of Satan. And
drizzled
is
it's like one of those homemade volcanoes you make. You ever do that
with baking soda and vinegar?
Yeah, that's what I picture.
Gordon has the solution. Now, remember, this guy was elected to office. Granted, it's butt fuck Colorado,
Simpletonville, USA,
but. Nonetheless, enough people thought that this is the type of person who should be legislating.
Wonderful.
Terrifying. We heard Michelle Bachmann earlier casting her spell over Congress. Listen to what Gordon Klingenschmidt, Dr. Chaps, has to say about what really America should do about health care.
We ought to look to the Lord for our health care, he said. That if you listen carefully to the Lord your God and do what is right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his commands and keep all of his decrees, then God will not bring upon you any of the diseases that he brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord who heals you.
There you go. I wonder if Gordon Clinging Shit has been to a doctor recently.
What diseases did the Egyptians get? That we're not going to get if you...
Well, they walk funny.
They live...
That's an 80s reference for you.
Oh, that's good. We should end the show here. What do you... that's funny. What do they get, though? Like, we're not... If we listen to God or some shit, we won't get the...
We won't get the diseases.
The heebie-jeebies?
Like they did in Egypt.
Pharaohitis? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know what he thinks.
Cleopatra cough.
What?
What? I'm just trying to think.
Yeah, I've got
Mark Anthony
tonsillitis.
Mumps. Oh, yeah. The ISIS.
ISIS is the god. Yeah, the new guys just...
They co-opted that
they
shit.
They did co-opt
it. What is an ibis?
The name of a good god.
What is an ibis? Is that bird. Like a bird?
It's a big skinny bird with a long beak.
You learn a lot here at crabdiving.com.
Ladies and gentlemen. So Gordon Klingenschmidt. I can't say his real name.
Gordon Klingenschmidt.
Klingenschmidt.
What are they calling Dr. Chaps again?
He calls himself Dr. Chaps.
That
I don't know
is
where that
creepy.
Comes from. Yeah, I don't know
chaps.
Where that. I don't know where that exactly.
That story is going to come out. I'm so sorry to tell you, but at some point we are all going to see Snapchats of Klingenschmidt.
Oh, of the saggy clinging shit balls.
In 69.
This is so gross. Okay, wait a second. Is this going? Yeah. Here's a little bit more of.
God, this guy is such a dick.
A little bit more Gordon.
Isn't that inspiring? I mean, I personally prefer to look to Almighty God as my healer and not to the government as a substitute God or a substitute healer. Would you pray with me? Let's pray. Father in heaven, we turn away from the idolatry that so many
turn away.
Have in their hearts, that they think government is a better healer than Jesus. But Jesus, we know you are the healer. We ask you to forgive our sins and heal our land and heal our hearts and our minds and our bodies.
And
Lord, we look
quiet.
To you as we obey your commands, as we invite you to rule our hearts and forgive our sins and heal us from our diseases. Lord, we repent.
You know, Gordon clinging shit.
Can I explain to you the tough thing about like going for Catholics? You probably don't experience this because you guys just say the same shit over and over again.
Yeah.
And I say that I'm jealous.
Really?
Actually, because you never know when a Protestant is done praying. Because like it's like, Lord our God, world without end. Okay. Are we done? Amen. Jesus Christ. That. They just can't end.
Blah, 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 blah.
They just won't shut the fuck up. I mean, this that prayer was the most rambling piece of shit I've ever heard in my life.
And he's praying to not give people health care. He is praying that we not give people who can't afford it health care. Because Jesus, because there's a little bit of Tecate being open, because Jesus is going to provide the health.
I'm not going to find my healing in the government.
See, I don't. Yeah, he's not even talking about like faith healing or snake waving or anything like that. He's just talking about the government providing health care.
I am excited to hear what legislation he's going to introduce.
How is God going to provide health care? Are they going to start, instead of McDonald's, are they going to have a gynecological booth?
Suck a dick.
You can go confess and get a pap smear at the same time?
I'm going to have fun watching your ass burn in hell.
Too many good docs are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
You can listen. You can absolutely hear when LGW went off the rails. It was like, hey, somebody dropped the cue card or the fucking, somebody accidentally tripped over the teleprompter, unplugged it.
How many people were going, oh my God, oh my God, yeah. Oh my God, oh my God.
Practice. I mean, and it's like,
Bush is ad-libbing. What?
OBGYN.
He's not talking about the OBGYN.
How is that like, to be honest, man, when I'm in normal conversation, I mean, there's certain words that I just don't use a lot. Very rarely do you hear me say, hey, OBGYN, I don't know. It's just not in my vernacular.
Too many proctologists aren't able to practice their love.
Well, you know what? It's fun. He could have said anything and it would have sounded better than that. OBGYNs practicing their love.
I can't help you. I don't know what to say.
I guarantee you there's never been an OBGYN that says, okay, can you get up in the stirrups, relax, I'm going to practice my love.
Yeah, they do.
Get me out of here. Right. Get me the fuck out of here. Oh, God.
So
what do you think his wife said to him? What do you think? He's married to Laura. What do you think Laura said after he got done with his speech? Like, damn. Practice their love. Yeah,
OBG, really?
OBG, really? I mean, really, George? Really?
I've got a little bit of... Let me see. Who else do I have here in the queue? Oh, we have... After the break, we're going to take a break around the top of the hour, ladies and gentlemen.
And an intermission.
We have... Yeah. We will flash the lights and we're coming back.
Right. For act two.
You guys can go to the bathrooms and tap your toes at each other.
Yes.
Put your schlongs through the glory holes. I've got a little bit of... Oh, let's talk about Pat Robertson before we get to... before we go to a break. I've got Glenn Beck-a-thon.
Oh, awesome.
Glenn Beck, I've let a couple of clips stack up. So we'll send you off to your weekend with the mellifluous tones of Mr. Glenn Beck.
Yeah, that's very nice. By the way, I would bet you $3 billion that Glenn Beck spent a considerable amount of time in the drama club in high school. There's no way that guy was never in a musical.
Well, interesting you should say that. Because one of the things that we have a little bit of a clip of, and we're going to definitely put this on our Facebook and maybe even on a blog post because it's just fucking worth it. Oh, we'll put it in the blog post for the...
For the episode.
For the episode, a link back to the video.
Very nice.
Remember a while ago, we could tease this a little bit. A while ago, we did the story back on the old Crab Nation show when we were on VOC Nation. Shout out to them.
Oh, they just did a follow Friday for us, by the way.
That's very nice.
We were included.
I don't think they've noticed that we left.
And they listen, we're follow Friday to this. You know what they hashtagged it? WWE. And then hashtagged it.
For us.
Smackdown. Well,
for all you wrestling fans that just tuned in, thanks to the VOC Nation, we apologize. Well, listen.
Wrestling, it's the highest form of theater, right?
It is. There's going to be a wrestling musical coming out.
Goddamn costumes are cheaper and like little bikini bottoms.
Pin me down, twist my arm, oil me up, cut my face. The Glenn Beck, we talked about on the old show one time, was preparing. Remember, he was getting ready for a film scene. Remember, he hired some fancy director.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, I can't tell you that much about it, but I can tell you that It's me in the future.
Some apocalyptic bullshit.
It's a dystopian future. It's what I see for the future.
Glenn Beck is a prepper, by the way. He is a doomsday prepper for sure.
And he said that at the beginning, they zoom in, and Glenn Beck shuffles in, and he reaches under the little pile of straw bed that he's got in the corner of whatever cell he's being kept in, apparently. And he lifts it up, and he's like, "I saved this."
Oh, yes.
This is the first thing to go. And it's a copy of the Bible.
Oh,
that's an old tattered.
A two-headed dildo.
But now it's out.
The movie?
The whatever this is, is out.
Right.
And it's to be seen.
Is it good?
It's so ridiculous. He wants to be on Broadway. He's going to do a live show at some point. But he so wants to be in the fucking movies, man. He spent 3 hours of makeup to make him into a 90-year-old lunatic Glenn Beck, where he's sitting in his hovel, and he's trying to prove that he's not crazy.
He's Santa Claus.
Looks like Santa Claus.
They just made it. I mean, because he's. I mean, if you're Santa a fat Claus. White guy and they put you in old age makeup and give you a big white beard. You're Santa Claus.
So it's
that's all there is to it.
It's 40 years in the future where apparently progressives have turned the United States into some kind of authoritarian hellhole.
Authoritarian hellhole.
Oh God. Okay, so we'll play a little clip of that. It's very visual, so we're gonna have to put it on.
Is that the name of it? Authoritarian hellhole.
That's what.
Welcome to my authoritarian hellhole.
That's what it's like in Glenn Beck's brain.
Oh yeah.
We're gonna be back in a couple of minutes, ladies and gentlemen, with that. But, I've got one clip we can play to play us out here.
Yes.
Before we get to the break, Mr. Pat Robertson.
Oh, yeah.
Whom?
Asshole. He owns a diamond mine. Every time I think, he's just a lovable old guy. He's a little fucked up, misguided with his stupid fucking religion. I just think about he owns a diamond mine. I mean, that's like evil, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's all there is to that. You own a diamond mine. You're a dick.
Pat Robertson has a frequent segment on his show. I don't know, Ask Pat or Email Pat or whatever the fuck. And the ninny of the hour sitting next to him reads out the emails. I don't think this is Terry. I don't think it's Terry Mewerson.
She filling in for Vanna White?
She
Standing got the day off.
So... Here's you just got to hear this. Here's the email and Pat's response.
Crystal writes, "I've been in church all my life with my family. We are not allowed to date. The only ones in my church that are married already knew their partners before coming into church. It is treated as a sin to show interest or have a mutual understanding in church with the opposite sex. Most of the people in the church are frustrated because we're getting older and no one is getting married. We pray about the issue, but it seems like it is bouncing back. What should I do?"
What the fuck kind of church are they going to?
I have some advice. Just leave. Just pack up, drive your car away, leave. Don't go to that church anymore. Leave. And
maybe you could have a fuckathon with another church or something.
For God's sakes, go fuck something.
God, I mean, really, are nuts. Just
so
nuts.
Dumb.
Listen, how they control. You're not allowed to date this person. You can date that person. You're not allowed to do this. So fucking terrifying.
There's no proof. I mean, really, you're ruining your life. You're pissing your life away, sitting in a building, not having any human contact.
Obey.
based on a book.
And then they won't let you jerk off. How fucking cruel is that shit?
There's no way that's not happening. I mean, all those people,
But then how fucked up do these kids get when they're told
24/7
that for every load you spill,
an
angel gets its wings plucked off or something?
They're fucked up.
Yeah, I mean,
bueno fucked up.
God, it's just terrifying. It's child abuse. It really is.
Yeah, I agree with you. It is definitely child abuse to sit there and say, "Hey, by the way, little Johnny, if you do something that we consider a sin, there's a guy in heaven that's going to send you to a fiery death that you'll just burn over and over and over."
Yeah.
Have fun with your childhood.
One more crusty sock and you're going to roast for eternity, little Jimmy.
Have fun burning in Hades, Junior.
Well, here's Pat's answer to this This church sounds really fucked up. I'm anxious to
hear
what
Pat has
to say about this.
It is almost funny.
Like it is bouncing back. What should I do?
You know, those who are homosexual will die out because they don't reproduce.
This is what he opens with. There was nothing gay. They didn't say anything gay in that. These are straight people who are not allowed to fuck.
Listen. You know this. You always open with your strong stuff.
You don't bury the lead.
No. Open with what you know. You don't want to open with something that you're not familiar with. You got to grab the audience. Oh, gay. Let me do my gay shit right up front. What? How the fuck is that related to what talking
about?
Well,
here we go. Here's Pat logic.
Or homosexual will die out because they don't reproduce. You know, you have to have heterosexual sex to reproduce. Same thing with that church. It's doomed. It's going to die out because this is the most nonsensical thing I have heard in a long time. This is absurd. God has made us to be in families. God has created a desire of men and women to have attraction to the opposite sex so that...
It's getting a little uncomfortable. Now.
Terry, is that Terry there?
It's not
somebody
Terry,
else?
No.
Listen, they're like, oh shit.
Terry
man.
Might be, ooh. Somebody needs to dart Pat again. He's starting to get a little ancient Christian boner.
Yeah.
Men and women to have attraction to the opposite sex so that they will reproduce and have children. If I were you, I'd get out of that church as fast as I could, cast the dust of it on your feet, shake off the dust, and run.
Let me shake off the dust from my feet.
He's telling them to get the hell out of that church and go do some fucking.
Right. Whose feet are dusty, by the way?
I mean, I don't know.
That sounds like, I mean, that's a guy that's just like read the Bible way too much or quoted it like, that's some biblical shit. Shake the dust off your feet and go forth and fuck.
And go fuck something.
God, his show. You got to, I know you don't want to, but at some point you got to watch that 700 Club. It's so fucked up.
How much could you handle of that?
It's fascinating. It's fascinating because it looks just like a normal like news station. But it's like they even do stories about the environment. They did a whole thing about the California drought.
But they blame it on God and gay people, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of homosexuals fucking each other
it's
in
very
San Francisco,
strange.
Therefore it hasn't rained in
I years. Actually think it would be sort of challenging to write news copy and shit for them because, I mean, all you're doing is writing fiction. You're making everything up.
You're making the news fit into
that's hard.
Your worldview and criteria.
You're
right.
Denying every bit of logic that's available to you, except you know the bullshit you find in the Bible, and you gotta write based on that.
There was a meme I saw today. It was some
meme,
some preacher. I didn't actually recognize him, but he said, "If I open the Bible tomorrow and it said 2 + 2 = 5,
I believe it.
I would believe that and do my best to form my worldview around that truth."
Get what's his fuck on the phone. Bill Nye. All of a sudden, if 2 + 2 = 5, what would that mean for science?
You don't need Bill Nye. You can get a 5-year-old to tell you that 2 + 2 = 5.
Kate, come here.
But that tells you right there that if, hey, no matter what is in that book, no matter what, I'm not going to believe it.
What a bunch of dipshits.
Yeah, it's anti-thought. It's anti...
Yes.
Wouldn't you rejoice? Why can't you embrace the worldview? Maybe that your sky god gave you a really cool supercomputer in your head.
I don't know.
To maybe do shit with, other than watch Honey Boo Boo NASCAR. And... Not that there's anything wrong with Honey
no,
Boo Boo.
No. Way to disparage my people and, you know, one of our hosts. But listen, I'm just kidding. I think we have to refer to what John Cleese says at the beginning of every one of our shows. People are just stupid as shit. I think that's all there is to that. I mean, you got a bunch of people not living their lives and not, like, ever having sex because some lunatic, some preacher... Probably with shoe polish in his hair, spends every Sunday. Have you ever seen one of these Protestant preachers, like at a Baptist church? They always have the Bible in their hand, and they're like waving it around, and like like punctuating every sentence by swing. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's insane. You're listening to that lunatic. Listen,
yeah, I don't.
You got to dust the.
I don't get it. I don't get it at all.
Knock the dust off your feet and get to fucking.
So we're gonna take a little break here, ladies and gentlemen. Refill, recharge, purge.
Right.
I don't know. Shoot up. Whatever you're gonna fucking do.
Act two coming up.
Whatever you need for the after the interlude here.
Get ready for the 11 o'clock number.
We've got some extended. We've got maybe when animals get pissed. If we get to it, when animals get pissed segment. We also have. A lot of Glenn Beck coming up. Glenn's been quite prolific coming into the holiday season here, getting ready for his vacation. Apparently he takes a vacation like Obama does.
Why didn't he get Wilford Brimley to be in that movie where he's like a million years old? He's Wilford's a better actor than...
Because he Glenn wants to be. Glenn wants to do it.
Wilford Brimley, alive or dead?
Still alive.
Worth more than Andrew Lloyd Webber?
Absolutely not. No we'll way. Be back, ladies and gentlemen. Give us a call if you like. 323-601-5427.
Worth more than Charo.
Tweet us if you like.
Oh, yeah?
Who?
Who's worth more? Wilford Brimley or Churro? Charo?
Charo married somebody loaded, didn't she?
I don't know.
I thought that was
a chic.
Well, she was married to Cougat for a while.
Who's that?
Cougat. He was a Cuban band leader.
Oh, yes.
Famous in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 70s, 16,
1840s. Cougat is my favorite.
Xavier Cougat.
Xavier. But
then I thought she, after he died, this is when Charo was like. Charo.
She definitely fucked Ricardo Montalban.
But then she, I thought he died because he was like 80.
Yeah.
And, and then she, I thought she married him. I could be, who the fuck knows? Anyway, we're going to be back in a couple minutes. Everybody, don't go away. Blah, 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 blah. Here's
memory.
Here's John Cleese leading us into our break.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid. That they have no idea how stupid they are. You see, if you're very, very stupid, how can you possibly realize that you're very, very stupid? You'd have to be relatively intelligent to realize how stupid you are. There's a wonderful bit of research by a guy called David Dunning at Cornell, who's a friend of mine, I'm proud to say, who's pointed out that in order to know how good you are at something requires exactly the same skills as it does to be good at that thing in the first place, which means, and this is terribly funny, that if you're absolutely no good at something at all, then you lack exactly the skills that you need to know that you're absolutely no good at it. And this explains not just Hollywood, but almost the entirety of Fox News.
Daydream about the day we wed. You used to wear black, but now you wear red. Pink and purple, blue, get out of my head. Spiders have 8 legs, but they also have 8 eyes. Nothing's more depressing than when a spider cries. Why'd you leave me for Danny? I don't understand. He isn't even cool. He isn't in a band. I see you in the hall, I feel my heart were the fly that caught my eye, but you got away. I was gonna cocoon you and save you for a rainy day. Now every day is rainy and the tears never stop, and all my eyes are crying, plus Danny is ugly. Why'd you leave me for Danny? Danny is an idiot. Why'd you leave me for Danny? He is stupid as shit. Stop making out with Danny. Why are you doing this? Danny is a jock ass tool. Spiders have 8 legs, but they also have 8 eyes. Nothing's more depressing than when a spider cries. Spiders have 8 legs, but they also have 8 eyes. Nothing's more depressing than when a spider cries.
And it's a cold opening. We're back, ladies and gentlemen, here live. Crab diving. That was a little bit of an extended break for everybody involved, but you know,
the chroma keys.
There's bladders to empty and shit and stuff going on. So don't forget to listen to the other great stuff that's going on here 24/7 streaming at you, warm and splashy.
Yummy.
We've got the Cantilinguists. Running currently 4 p.m. every day is the reruns. Brand new spanking green smoky episode comes out 4 p.m. on Saturdays.
Great episode running right now. What is it? They had that guy call in from...
He's an activist, Luke something, who is an activist. He travels around the country.
He's a weed guy.
Yeah, and a couple other things. He advocates for the homeless, too. He was down... I forget where they were talking to, but yeah, download the Cantilinguists or go to, it'll be on iTunes and Stitcher.
Yes.
But he goes and lives in these homeless camps and spends time, like, with these people and stuff. And he said it's nothing like you would think or nothing like you see on TV. These are, like, just camps of people who have no money. And they kind of just pool their resources and get together.
I mean, it's
Thank
so...
Thank you, Koch brothers.
It's so insane. I mean, I bet... I can't imagine what it's like to be homeless, but I mean, it's just like a forgotten world, right? Out of sight, out of mind. That's right. How we deal with it. I mean, in L.A., for sure, man, they're just all cordoned off to, what, MacArthur Park, Skid Row?
Yeah. Until somebody decides they like that, and then they push them out.
When you think about it like that, that's who America is. We've taken our poor and made it so we don't see them. That sucks.
And they're trying to do it more. You heard these heinous laws that are being passed. There's one out here somewhere in California I read recently where they're making it illegal to feed the homeless. It's illegal. Like an organization can bring them into a place to feed them, but you can't feed them outside. Like, you can't hand a homeless guy your sandwich.
You know, you also can't feed the animals at the zoo sometimes. They, like, don't feed them. That's that, you know.
Or at least at petting zoos, you can do
Shit.
It.
Yeah, you definitely can.
They have more respect for those animals, those stupid fat goats that wander around.
I just went to a petting zoo not too long ago when I was in Gulf Breeze. And you
pay a quarter, you get that little handful of food. They swarm you like they're going to kill
you. Let me tell you something. Those goats, all they care about is those pellets. I was like, hey, buddy, I thought this goat was my friend. I was talking to him and feeding him, and then I ran out of pellets. That goat was like, hey.
There you go. Welcome to Hollywood.
DTFN. Stupid.
I guess, let's do this. Ladies and gentlemen, here frequently on Crab Diving, we do segments and stories about our little furry favorite friends.
When animals get pissed.
When animals get pissed.
Who recorded that voiceover? Was that James Earl Jones?
It was that homeless guy that they found on the side of the road that one day that did the... Remember him? It went viral.
Yeah, his voice or something.
He was holding a sign. He said, I'll greet you with my radio voice for $1. And somebody took a picture or a video of him. And he's like, hey, everybody, good morning and welcome to the...
Oh my God.
All of a sudden, it went viral. He got a job, but then he should
be making a lot of fucking money.
Well, I think he fell back.
Yeah.
But then I think he's back. So.
Well, the thing is, man, a lot of people are homeless, right? Because they're mentally ill,
yes.
Right? They need you know, they need health care, just like if you had cancer, you know, or mumps, if you were on, like if you caught mumps from a hockey team.
Ronald Reagan taught us that you kick people out of the hospitals. You gotta criminalize insanity.
I'm sorry, you say Ronald Reagan, star of Bedtime for Bonzo?
Absolutely.
Was our leader?
Absolutely.
Bedtime for fucking Bonzo!
This is Dateline from your neck of the woods.
Oh, shit.
This is from Florida.
What's up?
Sovereign state of Florida.
Hell yeah.
The doorway.
Portal.
In the doorway of Bo Middlebrook's Sun Realty office.
Okay.
Located near the Pelican Bend restaurant. On the Isles of Capri. Do you know where the Isles of Capri
are? The Isles of Capri. It sounds mythological.
Or Capri? I don't know how they say
it. No, let me tell you how they say it. Let me think about it. Isles of Capri. They say Capri.
It's got to be Capri.
I don't. There's no way in fucking hell they say the Isles of Capri.
So the near Marco Island, I guess?
Marky Mark Island.
Does that help you learn where it's at?
Marco Island, that's south, man. That's like... That's where all them goddamn Yankees, them snowbirds.
Is that where all the fucking tourists hang out?
Yeah, yeah.
So, in the doorway of this realty office, when they went there, David Beatty saw a 15-plus foot python.
Oh, shit. Okay. Damn it. Not native to this fucking continent. Some asshole's like, Daddy, for Christmas, I want a python. And he got a python for a shit kid. And then shit kid didn't put the fucking top on the cage. And then, hey, we got a python.
So this guy captured it.
How?
I don't know. It doesn't say. He said he captured and maintained the snake until a FWC Florida wildlife... cunt. What does FWC stand for?
I should ask my cousin. He used to work. You know, he used to do shit like that. When somebody would find a crazy animal, he'd catch it and relocate it. He had this fucking job. He had to put on wading boots and go into a little pond or something and pick up all the alligators that were in there, duct tape them, tie them up, put them in his truck, drive them somewhere else, and relocate them.
Awesome.
No.
Take the tape off of their faces.
Yeah, yeah. If there's ever a 15-foot python in his apartment, you find me, and this is for your own good, and this is for you. You hit me in the head with a frying pan.
Take you out.
Oh yeah, because you're not gonna be able to deal with me. And don't tell me there was ever a python in here. Just tell me I passed out. Don't even.
You got drunk and passed out. I found you at the bottom of the stairs.
I'll definitely believe you.
Florida Fish Wildlife Conservation Commission. Somehow they shortened that to FWC.
I want to love you.
There you go, Florida. A little snaky.
Python, 15-foot python. You're probably with someone's pet.
You're going to your shitty real estate job, and there laying on the stoop of your office is a 15-foot python.
A stoop? I mean, even. I mean, I'm just saying, where are you?
It said it was in the doorway.
15 foot, man.
15 feet. It said minimal 15 foot.
What the fuck was that thing eating to sustain itself?
I think it was looking for some realtors.
Cats.
Or something.
Right.
I've got another.
He ate Mr. Mistopheles. Oh, shit.
This one is a story out of Wyoming.
Fuck you.
Sheridan, Wyoming. Police. Johnson County Sheriff Johnson. The Johnson County Sheriff said that Richard L. Phipps.
Hello.
Sheridan was struck.
Uh-oh.
In the arm by a bullet.
Oh, God.
He and two others were in a remote area trying to move a vehicle that had become stuck. He was standing beside his truck.
When
he told his dog to move from the front seat to the back seat.
Uh-huh.
The rifle was sitting on the back seat. The dog jumped on it, pulled the trigger, and shot the guy.
That fucking dog, man.
Rifle discharged after the dog apparently stepped on it.
Is he dead, the guy?
No, it shot him in the arm. Not life-threatening injuries.
Yeah. Hey, good for you, Tate. Your Second Amendment right. Congratulations. This is a good gun story.
It is. A dog shoots man.
Oh yeah, sure. Oh, now Fido can protect me.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's that. And I've got one more animal story here for you on this Friday edition of Crab Diving When Animals Get Pissed.
That's right.
As soon as I find it.
Spiders everywhere.
And this has a great, this is the headline.
Yeah.
I don't even have to,
What's wrong? You're flummoxed over there. Is it fucked up?
The headline. Police tase.
Uh-oh.
Chocolate-crazed monkey.
Okay.
After bedlam at elementary school.
Okay. What British person wrote this? After bedlam!
This is in France, in Marseille, France.
Oui, oui.
Police were forced to tase an aggressive monkey this week.
They would have shot him over here, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
After the animal reportedly caused bedlam. Attacking students at an elementary school. The monkey was living in the Castellan neighborhood.
Oui, oui. Bedlam.
For some weeks, living on scraps it found in the streets. So this thing was out, like out feral.
Motherfucker, a monkey in the city. Monkeys are like, dude, you still live in the jungle? I live in the city. It's the best. It's the best!
It was living on scraps it found in the street, but then the school kids started giving it Kinder chocolates.
What the fuck is that?
They're little wrapped chocolates or whatever. They're little chocolates.
Kinder chocolates.
After multiple reports of disturbances.
Feeding this fucking monkey.
Was ravaging a neighborhood.
That
it
would
was terrorizing
think
a neighborhood.
Think about this. Imagine if L.A. had an infestation of monkeys, quite like Clearwater, Florida does, because that's where they used to film fucking Tarzan.
Yeah.
And they right. was like, hey, just we use all these monkeys in the movie. Let's just let them stay in Clearwater.
Officers believe, the monkey then allegedly attacked several children, scratching them. The cops think the monkey might have become aggressive because it got hungry and was being taunted by the students. So it's probably his little French shithead's problem.
Oh, oui, oui, you are stupid, the monkey. Oui,
little monkey.
He took his beret, shove it up his ass.
Probably wouldn't speak English with a French accent.
You don't know.
They finally found the monkey.
Yeah.
And they had to tase it.
Oh, they shocked the monkey.
They subdued it with a taser.
Shock.
I would be worried
the monkey.
I mean, aren't those made for people?
I don't know. I think here's what's going on. When a monkey's going crazy, because you forget, you're like, oh, cute little monkey. Hey, man, a monkey ripped that chick's face
off.
This
is a little monkey.
I don't give a shit. You don't think that thing couldn't hurt you or do?
Well, of course
it's got thumbs.
It does have thumbs.
You know, I didn't know this. Do you know gorillas can't swim because their
body mass? Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Sad, really.
The animal was not seriously injured. Turned over to animal protection. It will join a local zoo, following a quarantine period. But there's a great picture. somebody tweeted out a picture of the monkey.
Oh, really?
And after it was tased, passed out.
That monkey looks like it had an amazing night of bedlam.
Yeah, it looks like he's quite passed out.
You think the zoo monkeys are like, no, you're not bringing in another one that was in the... Oh, they're the worst. They're the worst. They're assholes. Not a monkey. It's perfect here.
They're like, dude, they fucking tased me, man.
They shocked the monkey.
They did shock the monkey.
You remember that
very
song?
Good. Yeah, very good.
Who wrote that? Who wrote it? Angel Lloyd Webber?
Who the hell knows? The
monkey.
I think that might be it for When Animals Get Pissed.
When Animals Get Pissed.
There you go. When Animals Get Pissed.
That's a tiny monkey, though.
They
shocked
him.
They tased him. They had to do. They couldn't put him in a pillowcase.
Well, that's why I was worried. Because I mean, if you know, a little monkey, you would think a taser might end the monkey.
Man, speaking of fucking snakes and shit, my uncle, who I don't know, he was born in the '30s. He was telling me when he went to college, that they used to, it was in Florida, and there's, I guess there's snakes everywhere down there. They got a giant snake, and as a joke, I guess the snake was dead or something. They put a dead snake, just laid it in the shower.
Not necessary.
Right? And then they went, the light bulb that was in the shower, they unscrewed the light bulb.
Oh,
and so
no.
When somebody walked in there and turned the shower on, they looked down, and there's a fucking snake in there. They also caught an alligator, and they put it under somebody's dorm bed. As a joke, because it's funny. You know what my dad did to my mother? He caught a possum in a pillowcase and then released it into their dorm room.
Allegedly.
God damn it. I mean, I don't think that's funny. That's a possum?
A little funny.
It's kind of funny. But I'd lose. Okay, a possum released in this apartment.
Not funny.
Well, we have Kate.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to make it worse, too. That makes it worse.
Way helpful.
What do you think she'd do?
Nothing. She'd hide. She'd shake. She'd in the corner. She might bark at it.
But you're a wolf!
She might bark at it. I don't know. Somebody who maybe should have been tased, but wasn't.
Yes.
I've got a story here. The Praise Cathedral Church of God.
Oh, God. That is an insane. The Praise Cathedral Church of God
in Seymour, Indiana.
Oh shit!
The pastor there, 59-year-old.
No, this is a good one.
Gaylard Williams.
Gaylard, like LARD.
There you go. GAYLA, not Gaylord. Gaylard Williams. Isn't that what you use to fuck each other in the butt?
Is it what?
You use Gaylord?
Gaylord? Is it Gaylord? Is that what British people say? Is that like their word for like the F word? You're gay? He's like, you're a Gaylord.
I've heard that before, but yeah. I don't know if.
You never heard Gaylord, though.
I never heard Gaylord.
Pastor Gaylord.
59-year-old Gaylord leads the Praise Cathedral Church of God, Seymour, Indiana.
That's a that's a name and a half right there.
Hellfire and brimstone preaching. Homosexual hating.
Gaylord.
Kind of preacher. Well, a man.
Yes.
At Cypress Lake Public Fishing Area.
Uh-oh.
Says that
it's kind of
Gaylord Williams.
Rest stop action.
Approached him in his parked car.
Oh.
Before grabbing and squeezing his genitals and asking him to perform oral sex.
How are people asking for oral sex these days? Huh? Would you like to suck this? One second, let me grab it and squeeze it.
He texted him. There's an app.
Oh, okay.
It's blow.me. Blow me.
Blow.me.
After telling the pastor that he was barking up the wrong tree, the victim called police.
He actually said, you're barking up the wrong tree.
I guess he grabbed his balls and said, can you blow me? Or asked him to perform oral sex, so I guess he wanted a blowjob.
Well, that's not illegal. You can't call the police because of that, or is it?
He grabbed his balls.
He grabbed his own balls.
No, he grabbed the other guy.
Ooh, that's illegal. That's assault. I'm not Perry Mason.
The pastor denied the allegations, said that he was at the lake to look for a friend who fishes there. And in his car, they found gay pornography. He said the pornography he was taking to someone else. That's not mine. I was delivering it to my friend who fishes. I found his homo porn and I was bringing it back. Yeah. Amazing.
And the envelope, please.
Amazing.
I'm bringing some gay porn to my fishing friend. Because, you know,
that
I thought my friend who would be fishing here, he usually is.
Oh, Gaylord. Gaylord.
Thanks for playing. God, what a creep, though. Let me grab my dick. I'm going to squeeze your balls.
Park.
And then, by the way, I'm going to go tell these group of people that they're going to burn in hell.
Yes.
You know, if they don't follow certain, bullshit.
Absolutely. In a similar story, this one.
Gaylord.
No, it's funny.
His name is Gaylord for real. It's G A Y L A R D. I mean, I honestly think if my name, if I was Ryan Gaylord, I might have changed it, honestly. And
That's your last name. That's his first name is Gaylord.
Oh, my listening comprehension is that of a third grader. Oh, really? Gaylord is his first?
That's his first name.
What's his last name?
I've already closed
it. Oh, I'm so sorry. Gaylord.
Yeah, Gaylord something.
He's not, that sounds like an amazing character in an Oscar Wilde play.
Williams.
Gaylord Williams.
Pastor Gaylord Williams.
That's funny. If you switch his name, it would work.
The headline, arrested after squeezing a man's genitals.
Ooh, jeez. God, what an asshole. Don't squeeze a dude. Just ask the guy to suck your
Ernest
dick.
Didn't Ernest Angley say he was just checking their balls?
Oh, God. Didn't he say totally that? That guy.
So much Christian ball jiggling going on.
These preachers, man. I think if you're a preacher, just stay away from public rest areas and fisheries. That sucks, man.
How sad that you have to go out on Sundays and every other day and preach hatred against yourself because you're so tortured because you want to suck some cock.
But you know what? I mean, okay, say this guy's a preacher, right? He goes his whole life, blah, 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 believe in Jesus, yada, yada, yada. Then one day it's like, you know what? I think I'm gay. I think I want to be with a guy. But how else am I going to make money? I spent my whole life.
Right.
You know, he gets a free house,
I mean,
probably.
I don't think you one day just all of a sudden decide you're gay, right? Isn't that something
I don't know. I'm not Gaylord. You would have to ask Gaylord.
Gaylord Williams.
Gaylord. Wait a second. That's his first fucking name?
I just told you.
What is the who named him now?
Well, the Williamses. I don't know.
Now I'm totally bored with Gaylord. I want to meet his parents. I want to meet. How old is this guy? He's 59 years old.
59 years old.
Okay. So when was he born? I can't do that.
59 years ago.
I know. But what year is that? What is that?
50, 40 something.
The 40s?
Yeah. 50s. 40s, 50s.
You're going to name somebody Gaylord. I'm just wondering when that name would have been popular. In what world? Was he born in like an alternate universe and then came through a wormhole? I'm just wondering what parents like, hey, you know what? I want to name my child Gaylord because...
I don't know.
I want him to.
I'm actually not finding it. The last name Gaylord exists.
Okay,
it's out there, but I'm not. I just googled it. I'm not saying it as a first name.
The Lord and Lady Gaylord.
God, and it's saying, do you mean Gaylord?
Google search doesn't even fucking believe
no,
you.
No, Google. Yeah, it's.
Can imagine
me,
the shit they see.
Gaylord is largely used in English, its origin is Old French.
Totally. Old gay French.
Then here it says Gaylord.
Gaylord. Dude.
Also Gaylord, Gaylaird, L-A-I-R-D.
Gaylord.
Gaylardo. That's a magician.
Now I want to change my name. My name is Gaylardo Fifa.
The Magnificent. Gaylardo the Magnificent.
If I use that as my stand-up
I
name,
make my penis disappear.
Gaylardo.
Inside of your starfish.
The amazing Gaylardo.
In North Carolina, this is not a good story. In North Carolina.
Fuck you.
Matthew Fenner.
What a boring name.
Is this guy's name?
Isn't that Gaylardo? Gaylardo, man.
The Word of Faith Fellowship.
Hello.
From Spindale, North Carolina.
Shit.
In Rutherford County. has been there for more than 3 decades.
The fuck out of Spindale.
Word of Faith Fellowship.
Oof, that's a crazy church. Has to be.
In one former member
Gaylardo
is saying that in 2013 there are now 5 indictments, by the way.
Oh God, where the fuck are you going with this?
5 church members: Sarah Covington Anderson, Adam Christopher Bartley, Brooke McFadden Cuffington.
How many names do these people have?
They all have 3. Justin Brock Covington and Robert Lewis Walker Jr.
Good heavens.
Are each facing simple assault and kidnapping charges.
Simple.
Anderson is also facing an additional charge of assault by strangulation. So ooh. Sarah tried to strangle the guy.
Yeah. All these people go to church and, you know.
The yes, I was trying to find that. Oh, the Word of Faith Fellowship.
Oh, yeah.
This guy, Matthew Fenner, is saying that he was kidnapped and beaten.
Ooh.
Because he's gay.
Oh, God damn it.
That I honestly sucks. Thought I was going to die, he said. The others physically attacked him for being gay in January of 2013. My head was like being flung back. My vision was going brown and black. I couldn't breathe. I'm sitting here thinking if I don't get out of this, I'm probably going to die. He said they slapped and strangled him. They threatened to imprison him for days to fight his, quote, homosexual demon.
For days?
They threatened to imprison him for 2 days. Oh, they didn't? No, 2 days. Yeah,
this pisses me off. This sucks. And then Barack Obama's talking about Sony. Bullshit! Get down to fucking take care of this.
This church has been accused of abusing LGBT people in the past. But Fenner said that local officials refused to take him seriously at first. And wouldn't even let him file a complaint.
Fuck off. Are you kidding me? Damn it. These people suck.
The approach is described by, as cult-like for a technique of deliverance in which members are encircled, subjected to high-pitched sounds, screams, and prayers.
Oh, my God.
Sarah Covington Anderson allegedly told him he was disgusting because of his sexual orientation before the physical abuse began.
No, the other guy is disgusting. You're a wacko. You're screaming high-pitched prayers at people to what?
These are all these. They circle them and they scream these. I don't know.
What a horsey.
Deliverance soon ensued, which meant extremely rough pushing, loud screaming, other violent measures intended to break him free of the homosexual demons. He says, I was at one point grabbed by my throat by Sarah and shaken, punched, and beaten. I received many bruises on my collarbone, neck, chest, shoulders. I had at least 15 to 20 college-age men around me screaming, shaking me, punching me, hitting my chest, grabbing my head, telling me to repeat different phrases, all of which caused and have resulted in much mental distress and to high levels because he's suing.
Yeah, no shit, he's suing.
The church is saying, we didn't do it. It's a lie. Yeah. We're adamant no one ever physically harmed Mr. Fenner. Physically, notice they say. So they ain't denying maybe the confrontation, but they're saying he wasn't physically.
They're not saying people hit.
We can surround him and scream at him. That's good okay. God. That's love.
Wow, it's a...
They say they don't... The church does not target members that are gay.
Good religion news today is like...
Meanwhile, in 2012, the U.S. Department of Justice dropped a hate crimes investigation against the church. There was a man who recanted allegations that the church members did the same shit to him.
This is a hate crime. For months. This is a hate crime, right? I mean, that's a hate crime.
He now says he was coerced into changing his story. So he's sticking by the story that he later recanted.
The dude is terrified.
This guy from 2012. It's a different case.
Oh.
The previous guy.
Barack Obama, honestly, get down there and fucking fix this shit. This is bullshit. This is, what year is this, 2014?
Yeah. Woohoo.
Yeah, not on my fucking watch. If I was in charge, I'd be like, where's the church? send the tanks.
Nice.
Yeah. Eye for an eye, motherfucker. Nah, not really, but Jesus, this is bullshit.
Before we get to Glenn Beck.
Who's looking out for that poor guy? Nobody. God, he went to the police, and the police said, fuck you.
They might be members of that church. Who
of course,
knows what's going on?
It's all interwoven into the fucking community. God damn.
They were just trying to preach love to you, you faggot.
Hey, fuck your sky god.
Now, this one is possibly the most heinous story that we're going to talk about
today. I am out of alcohol.
There's whiskey.
Kate, go get me a drink.
This is a woman in Kansas.
Oh, shit.
Is mentally ill. There's just no doubt about it. Charged with first-degree murder after she beat and stabbed her 10-year-old son to death, believing that he would be better off in heaven.
Oh, man.
Lindsay Blanzett was charged on Tuesday after allegedly killing her 10-year-old son, Caleb. They after her son, age 10, had gone to bed, according to the report. She said she decided his life would be full of suffering and pain, and that it would be better for him to go to heaven tonight.
Oh, my God, please. I'm imploring our audience.
Took a knife and a rock into his bedroom.
Oh, my God.
Struck him with the rock and stabbed him with the knife multiple times until he was dead.
How old?
10.
Oh, my God. Quit going to church and praying to things that don't exist.
But then listen to this bullshit. The father, Clint, has been robbed. You know, he's obviously devastated, feels that he's been robbed of life with his son. But listen to this quote. Caleb was an angel. He was an angel. And I know without any doubt in my mind, he's sitting at the right hand of Jesus.
Oh, my God. Ah, shit.
That's one of the terrifying things about these Christianists that are thrilled about any shit that's going on in the Mideast or anything going on, because they think, ooh, end times. Awesome. I mean, we're going to all die.
And also, like, it seems like it's a shitty way for him to find closure with this horrible thing that happened to him, which...
I mean, it's days away. I can't even begin to imagine what's going on with him, but
right.
I don't know. I mean,
was he married to this woman? Yeah. Or they weren't divorced? Yeah. One day she just loses her mind, goes
obviously
into the bedroom,
and
stabs the kid to death. And the husband never saw it coming. You know, didn't think. I don't know. God.
So he said his faith is keeping him strong in this time of what's going on. That horrible, right? I mean, unbelievable.
Oh shit.
So that, there you go. A little bit of fun there.
Wow.
Should we lighten up the mood?
Yeah.
What should we?
You have a story that no dogs get killed or anything.
I do. I have AIDS baby stories.
Oh, good.
And
God, I mean, that's rough. That sucks. The thing about a church, though, in South Carolina or wherever this is, where this poor kid's getting fucking, man. Hey, listen, if you're gay and you live in, I don't know, where was this? Somewhere in South Carolina or something?
Kansas.
Oh, God. Just move.
Kansas.
Gay people move out of the South and just live in L.A., you know, Chicago, New York. You got to live in a metropolitan. I'm sorry. The rent's more expensive. That sucks, but I don't know what to tell you because Jesus Christ.
Right.
God.
Terrifying. Just horrible and terrifying. I mean, with the... I guess we can't 100% blame religion because she went batshit crazy. It might have just been something else that she...
Oh, of course. I mean, there was something going on.
She might have been like, the toaster told me to kill the kid. So, you know, if it wasn't...
It wasn't that, Jesus, but, it would have been the toaster.
In Nebraska, meanwhile...
Well, you're not allowed to even be in that state, are you? Because of your massive speeding ticket.
I believe the statute of limitations has expired on that.
Tell everyone how fast you were going.
It was probably near three digits. It was in the 90s, I think.
Are you Chuck Yeager over there?
Well, it's flat and boring there. It smelled like cow shit. It was horrible.
It's a horrendous state. If you're from there and listening, I'm sorry for you. Get out. Especially if you're gay. Leave Nebraska for sure, right?
You know they won't. You know they will, absolutely. You know they won't... take any of these nativity scenes off of public property. So
this makes me nuts.
This is in Nebraska.
Hell yeah.
The Nebraska State Capitol building has a nativity scene now.
Fuck you.
Omaha attorney Christine Delgado. They think it was made by a Catholic Associated Attorneys Association. She said, we want to celebrate the true meaning of Christmas.
Fuck off. The true meaning.
Hours later,
yes.
A sign from the Freedom from Religion Foundation put up a sign right next to...
Oh, I love it.
The nativity scene said, at the season of this winter solstice, may reason prevail.
Yeah.
There are no gods, no devils, no angels, no heaven, no hell.
Right.
There's only our natural world. Religion is but myth and superstition that hardens hearts and enslaves minds, placed by the Freedom from Religion Foundation on behalf of its state members.
That's awesome. That's the best thing to, when you argue with these right-wing nut job religious types. Yeah, you have to say it's like, well, that's science fiction. Equal myth.
There was one little problem, though.
Yes.
These atheists hadn't applied.
Oh, come on, atheists.
They just went and set a sign up.
That's all right.
So they did take it down, but they're going to... he's going to apply for the formal process.
Nobody got jailed or shot or anything.
Yeah. Why don't we do that?
Crab diving. We'll put up crab diving, you know, atheist monuments or some shit, like a blow up crab or
crabism.
Something.
Crabism. We start our own religion.
Crabism. What am I? L. Ron Hubbard.
Crabist merch.
Yeah. The Scientology, do they have merch? Like a t-shirt that says Scientology or L. Ron?
God, I don't know about that. You don't see a lot of...
I love Tom Cruise.
Like the Christians have their cross and the Muslims have their, well, the Muslims have their, their sickle. Their,
I don't know.
It's the symbol of Muslim attitude. I don't know.
I think it's a tambourine.
Before we get to Glenn Beck, we're going to cleanse our palates a little bit here with a short story I saw that's actually going to drive you crazy, too.
Oh, God.
There is a martini that one can purchase.
Okay.
At the Algonquin Hotel.
Oui.
At their Blue Bar, it's called, in New York.
Yeah.
A friend of this reporter who was writing for Slate howled when they saw the menu, said $17 for a drink.
What the fuck?
$17 for a Grey Goose vodka martini.
Oh, God. It's stupid to buy really expensive vodka in a martini because it's shook up in a glass and combined with, you know, a mixer and ice. Right. Buy the cheapest fucking vodka, okay?
You can get a drink there that's called the Martini on the Rock, which is a gin martini garnished with a diamond for $10,000.
By the way, I'd like to, you know.
So this is a story all about the rise of the four-figure cocktail.
Oh, my God. Weren't we just talking about the homeless people living in Skid Row?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just wondering.
At a place in Boston, you can buy, for $100, you can get what's called a billionaire's bijou.
Fuck you.
A cocktail containing three rare spirits spiked with saffron.
Probably delicious.
At the Cavalli Miami Restaurant and Lounge for $450, you can get something called the High Roller.
Really?
Which is made with, quote, the most expensive alcohols available.
Fuck you.
Including Perrier Jouet Belle Époque Champagne.
I will punch you in the face.
And Louis the 10, 11, 12, 13. It's
Roman numerals.
Roman numerals.
Oh, yeah.
Louis the 13th de Remy Martin Cognac.
This goes out to my fifth grade math teacher who was up my ass because I couldn't learn Roman numerals. It doesn't matter. Fuck you.
We can keep going up and up and up. But according to the Guinness Book of World Records, the most expensive cocktail in the world. Oh, wait. For $1,200, you can get the world's most expensive margarita. It was available last July in Manhattan's 235th rooftop bar and penthouse lounge.
Yes.
The ingredients included limited release extra añejo tequila and ice made of frozen champagne.
Right.
Half the price was donated to charity, though.
There's an actual Mexican person bobbing in tequila.
According to the Guinness Book of World Records, the single most expensive cocktail in the world sold in 2013, Melbourne, Australia, using cognac from 1858 with rare bottlings of chartreuse and Cointreau. Garnished with a chocolate nutmeg dust.
Hello. Oh, a chocolate nutmeg dust.
Dusting of chocolate.
Dusting. Oh, wonderful.
$12,916.
Oh, boy. No, by the way, a shitload of people that are living in a cardboard box somewhere, like Myanmar, just lost their fucking mind. Damn, there are people walking around with no shoes.
It's disgusting.
It really is fucking disgusting. I mean, you think about it. $12,000.
A year, a family in a poor area... could survive.
You can't even start thinking like that because you're like, well, why don't you just buy a $100 cocktail? I'm sure it'll be good. Give the rest of the money to fucking charity!
$100 for a cocktail is even... I could never. I mean, I could.
I would. Listen, I even if someone bought it for me, even if someone bought it me, you know, like, hey, do you want another drink? Yeah.
Shoot them.
Well, what you do is like... Go get one. Here's the cash. Here's $12,000. Go get a martini. You know what? You just go get some. Go get a glass of water and put a garnish on it, and you pocket that fucking money. I mean, that's what I'd do.
And then you wouldn't get to taste that nice $10,000 drink, though.
That's what Paul Mooney said he did when he was doing coke with Richard Pryor and all those other comics. They used to snort coke through a $100 bill, and it would come to him, and he wouldn't take the coke, but he'd take that $100 bill. I didn't say that in some interview.
So that, ladies and gentlemen, if you are interested in some four-figure cocktails, couldn't be more disgusting.
I just want to run out into the street and start screaming.
Yeah.
$12,000, man.
Absolutely disgusting.
Garnished with a diamond that some poor African child, mined.
In the last few minutes we have here of the show of this week, let's get to our Glenn.
This is the sorry state of the Western world.
I don't think that's a good idea. Have you lost your mind?
Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown. Rodeo clown. Rodeo clown.
Glenn Beck of the Blaze, ladies and gentlemen.
And that age makeup.
Formerly of Fox. Well, I'm trying to see which way to do this. Let's do it this way. Glenn has powers, Ryan. That people just don't appreciate.
Ooh.
He has the power of foresight and prescience, I guess, and soothsaying.
Does he have the power of Grayskull?
Is that clairvoyance? Is that where you can see?
Oh, soothsaying, absolutely. It's up Satan. You'll burn in hell, but sure.
Here's Glenn Beck saying, don't worry, and don't listen to all these experts and shit, because he can really see the future.
Okay, great.
So I came in early this morning, and I took the chalkboard out, and I wrote three categories, Obama, Russia, North Korea / Sony. And look at the, I just have some questions on these things. And
meanwhile, if you see the video, it's a chalkboard.
Yes.
It really looks like a lunatic was just manifestoing on it. It's just a list of things like Obama, under Obama is this thing and this thing and this thing, and then under Cuba is this thing and this thing, and then it's going to lead to chaos and war and strife. Well, here, listen.
And then at the bottom, I wrote what I think is coming. Russia, chaos, expansion into the Ukraine and beyond, war with the West. War in the Middle East, Syria, Iran, possibly North Korea is involved in that. I'm not sure, but that's all with Russia. UK and Europe, chaos, Muslim extremists, Nazis, communists, and anarchists. Middle East, caliphate, true horror like we have not seen, like in what we saw this week in Pakistan. I think it'll bleed into India.
This is all of his predictions of what's going to happen.
Caliphate. What is caliphate?
Oh, my God, 353. It's the ISIS. Oh,
okay.
Led by a caliph. It's a kingdom of Muslims.
Oh, shit.
Led by a caliph.
Good job with religion.
We're going to skip the end of that one. Let's go to this next one real quick. We only got a couple minutes left here on the show. I want to get to the main one that I want to get to.
So I came in early this morning, and I took the chalkboard.
I think that's the same one. Here is...
he's batshit crazy.
Listen to this.
You want to talk about racism? You want to talk about bigotry? Let me ask you. You tried being me? You tried being a conservative? You tried being a Tea Party member? You tried being an actor that has to meet in secret because of their political or religious beliefs? So people like you don't blackball him. Did I just say blackball? Yes, I did.
Did I say blackball? Okay, yes, I did.
That is a drop, correct?
Did I say blackball?
That's a good. Did I say blackball? Yes,
I did. Say things around you because of the power that you and people like you wield. Let me ask you that. Well, you can't change the color of your skin. I can't change what I believe. I believe in God the Almighty. I believe in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. There's nothing that I can do to change that. I sometimes, believe me, I don't want to believe that. It's not fun all the time.
Then stop.
It's not fun all the time, Ryan.
Are you telling me that it's easier for me to change myself into a black person than it is for Glenn Beck to turn into an atheist?
I guess so.
I don't think so.
We'll play that more of that clip on Monday. I just want to play before we have to end it here.
Blackball has to be a drop.
The first few seconds of this is Glenn Beck's dire message from the future where he's dressed up like a 90-year-old.
But it was this year, it was 2014, the things began to accelerate.
That's him.
People changed. I don't know if it was fear or ignorance. I suppose it doesn't matter now, but we all went dead inside.
He did 3 hours of Hollywood makeup.
Is he John Voight all of a sudden?
To shoot this apocalyptic scene when the liberals took over.
I love his old man voice. Very good. Yeah, he loves that dude.
You gotta watch the video.
Oh, really? You think he's practiced in the mirror?
We all went numb. We all stopped seeing. You have to open your eyes. You'll have to see the world for what it really is and who you really are. Because you can be great again. Believe it. Believe it. I have seen it. I have seen it with my own eyes. What the individual is capable of.
There he is. There's a little bit of the younger.
What the individual is capable of.
Okay, we got to go.
We're yeah, gonna, that we're, voice of his.
We're running long here.
He is nuts as fuck.
He's bad shit.
I mean, he's Looney Tunes McGee.
We're going to mine more of that, but we're definitely going to put the video up on our Facebook, ladies and gentlemen. Go to Facebook.com/crabdiving. We'll put the whole video of Glenn Beck's
good fucking
apocalyptic future.
I am reeling.
Don't forget, on the Twitter, we're at Crab Diving. We're also on Instagram. We're on Google+. We're all over the fucking place. Spread the crabs. Love the crabs. Share the crabs. Don't forget Ryan Pfeiffer on the Twitter. Follow him. Follow with the funny shit he says and find out where he's going to be doing his saying funny shit live.
That's right.
Go to at... Huh?
I said that's right.
Go to at Rated R Comedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter. At Vile Experience.
90-year-old man.
Oh, so vile!
And everything and anything about us, ladies and gentlemen, is at crabdiving.com. Have a great weekend, everybody. Prepare for the worst.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram. @crabdiving.